Welcome, welcome to the Healing Helpers Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to everyone out there who is committed to helping others heal physically, emotionally, or spiritually while they are doing their own work with healing. I'm Allison, and I'm your host. Each week, we'll dive into the world of healing, exploring the stories, techniques, and insights of those who dedicate their lives to making differences while also trying to get well and stay well. Woo, y'all. I'm so excited. I have been wanting to do this for a very long time, and my introvert nature and my fear have really kept me from sharing. So I said, you know what? I needed this once upon a time and still do. I'm sure there are plenty of people out here who could use this as well. So I stand here super excited to share my journey with you guys, others, and to give you some way of feeling seen. Have you ever just met someone and they just was like, yeah, girl, I do that too, or yeah, I experience it, and you just was like, oh my goodness, I feel seen. My hope is that this podcast makes you feel so very seen. So who is Allison? I don't typically describe myself, and I had to really put some thought into that as I was preparing for this. And if I had to describe myself, I would say, first and foremost, I am a Christ follower. I am a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor, I'm a giver, I am a artist, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I am a sister. I am so many things. I'm a writer, most recently. And we'll talk more about that too. But most importantly, I'm a healing helper, y'all. And as I was thinking about the meaning of healing and helping, I thought I would go to Google. Google is like the perfect place, okay, at defining things. And so I went to Google, and it defined healing as the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Oh, that's so good. Because I thought to myself, it confirms for me. That definition made me feel seen, you know? It was like one of those things like, I am healing. It's a journey. All of this is a journey. There's no such thing as healed when we're talking about all of the shit we go through on a regular basis, right? Because life keeps lifing, things keep happening, and you still got work to do, right? You stop doing your work, then hey, what does that look like? You're healing. And I felt good about that. I was like, okay, Google, absolutely. And then helping was defined as simply helping someone else. And I wanted to add to that, as a healing helper, I truly believe that I have this kind of innate, profound purpose in helping others. It's like this desire to help people be the best versions of themselves. And so if this is you at some level, then I just believe that you belong here. You could be a parent or a caregiver, a coach, a teacher, a therapist, social worker, a doctor, a nurse, a pastor, a mentor who is trying every day to help other people to be better and heal at the same time. Then you belong here with me. So I'm excited that you're here. We're going to talk about so much. I thought I'd share something personal that recently happen to me. On April 3rd, 2024, I lost my grandmother, my best friend, my confidant, my ride or die. Okay, I used to call her my angel on earth, and now she's my angel in heaven. But I feel so weird. It still feels very weird processing her being gone. And this is someone that I talked to because I moved, right, from my hometown. I would see her all the time when I was at home, but then when I moved, I would FaceTime her at least 3 times a day. Okay, and if we weren't FaceTiming, we were on the phone. And so this is someone that I started my day with, did a check-in with, and ended my night with a lot of the time. And so to not have her, to not hear her voice is so crazy to me. But when I say that I am grieving, I'm grieving a lot of things, guys. And it has been a true eye-opener in a lot of ways. So as I'm healing, I'm also getting clients, right, who are also grieving and going through what they're going through with their losses. And I honestly can say that it has made me, not that I wasn't empathetic before, but it has just made me feel their pain to a whole level, whole nother level, a whole degree that I had never before. Like, I hurt for them, I hurt with them, because I understand such loss, you know? So, in some instances, as we are healing and helping, it really allows for our clients to see, like, oh, she's human too. I remember I used to be one of those therapists that used to think, this is way when I was in grad school, I used to think, like, are therapists supposed to have their lives in order? Like, do they need to have all their shit together? And I sure realized that quick within the last 3 years that no, that's impossible. And the reason why is not only because I'm human, but because of the people around me who I do life with are human. Because life is real. Things happen. So no, we are not required as healing helpers, as therapists, parents, etc., to have it all together. And I felt really good just acknowledging that and saying that out loud and coming to terms with that, because I really did think that I needed to appear like I had my shit in order. No. And I am glad I'm finally there, y'all. And so, we're going to talk about all of that stuff. What it's like to be a parent who is healing and parenting at the same time. Because that's a whole 3 episodes in itself, right? We're going to talk about healing while you are dealing with dysfunctional families and parents. We're going to talk about ethics. We're going to talk about marriage, divorce, singleness, all of these things. And then I also want your help in sending your topics on what you want discussed. And I'm so excited for the people, the experts that we'll have on the show to talk about their journeys as well. So not only will we hear from people, but we're going to talk about solutions, and we'll have support for these very real issues that we face every single day. So as we end, this is the thing. I have some reflection questions for you. I know. Typically, people go to a podcast, they might let it sit for a second, but then they on to the next. But I want you guys to take a moment and think about these things in preparation for next week's episode. One, What are the ways that you've taken steps towards your own healing? 2, what is your goal for your healing? Where would you like to get to? And I don't mean an end spot, right? I mean, just what's the next step? What would you like to incorporate? What does that look like? What do you want your life to look like? Think about that and then come on back. Don't forget to follow the show, guys, and like the episodes. I'm so excited that you came on this journey with me to talk through the good, the bad, the ugly of being a healing helper. And again, I'm Allison. I'm your host. And until next time, I want you to do me a favor. Love on you.